Bear Podcast 367. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Mm-hmm. And welcome to episode 367.
Yeah. You had to look and make sure that was the right
one. I need to make sure.
And we're broadcasting from the bed of iniquity.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? It smells like sex here. It smells like men.
Maynard, there have been chasers that have been dying to get in this bed for years.
See, I feel in this
bed. You should feel privileged.
Yeah, the love bed. This is the love bed. So, yeah, and oh my God, your lights are so bright. I mean, these are brighter than my lights. Oh my God.
My light always shines a little bit brighter than everybody else's.
Yeah, you're sparkling today. Oh my God, you're like twilight. It's getting hot too. That's okay. So, welcome guys to episode 367, and this is a show where we talk about bears and non-bear stuff, chaser stories, or whatever we have in mind, movies and TV shows, whatever. And we have Buddy here, our
Buddy,
guest.
Our guest this week.
He's had a very rough week.
Rough, sick dog week, yes.
Poor Buddy.
Poor Buddy. So, he's going to be okay. We're going to be okay, old man. Mm-hmm. We're going to be good, anyway.
So. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so let's do some weekend updates. What's up with you, Ray? What happened to you this weekend?
Let's see. What happened to me this weekend? It's all a blur. It's kind of like Clark Kent. It's all a blur. You ain't Superman yet.
Small blur.
The boy came into town Thursday night because it was Easter. That was nice.
Oh, that's right. It's Easter weekend. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was nice. We get off work early Friday. Got to come home. We hung out and chilled out. And then, what did we do Friday night? Oh, we ordered a pizza.
Okay.
And we watched movies.
What movies did you watch?
We watched a movie called The Orphanage.
Oh, I've seen the previous one. It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Which is a Del Toro. What's his name?
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, Guillermo. Movie. And we thought it was going to be, like, really scary. It wasn't. It was more of a suspense mystery type scary movie. But it was very good. I highly recommend it. It's about this lady that was in an orphanage, and then she got adopted. And then after she left the orphanage, all these weird things happened. And now she's come back as an adult with her husband and child, and they bought the orphanage, and they've remodeled it and fixed it up. And they're opening it up for special needs kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then all this mysterious, spooky stuff starts happening. So, it is in Spanish with subtitles, so it's very good. And we also watch The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, which is the third book from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And the second movie was The Girl Who Played with Fire. And then the third book is The Girl That Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
Is that a subtitled?
It's all subtitled. They are.
God, you're all artsy-fartsy all of a sudden.
They're actually going to remake those movies that were made in Switzerland here in the U.S. They're going to make an American version of it. I hope they don't screw it up. They're very good books if you have ever read them. The movies are very good. They're just very long. They're like over 2 hours each.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I highly recommend them if you like suspense, mystery. A little bit of action type stuff that you have to kind of think about what's going on, and then at the end it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that was happening. So,
mm-hmm.
Same thing with The Orphanage. It had one of those endings.
What language was in it? Is it Spanish?
What? No, it was in
Swedish.
Swedish, I guess.
Okay.
The language of the Swedes.
The Swedes. Okay.
The top Thor.
Mm-hmm. So you've been watching. It's a movie weekend for your Easter weekend.
Well, we just wanted to do that. Terry was like. I want to watch a scary movie, so the movie he picked wasn't that scary. But anyway,
did you watch you watched The Orphanage. The Orphanage one is the scary one, right?
That he thought we were going to be really scary. It wasn't that scary. Yeah. So, but anyway, it was good. Saturday we went to a birthday party with the guys that are working on the Houston Eagle here in town.
I've never been to that bar yet.
Well, it's a floating bar now. They're working on getting a permanent space, so it'll hopefully happen here soon. And we'll get to have Houston will have its own Eagle Houston. So
it's going to be a leather bar.
It should be a leather bar, yes. Just like the rest of the Eagle locations around the U.S. So
I sure hope so.
So they have good plans. They got some investors, so it looks like everything's going good for them. So hopefully will happen here over the summer. They'll find a permanent home. But right now they're doing a Eagle Houston every Sunday in May. And I think if it does good, they're going to keep it going after that until they find a permanent home. So,
okay.
Sunday was Easter. Oh, here's the big thing. We come back from the party Saturday night. The Easter Bunny had visited.
What did it do?
And the Asian was like, "You did this, didn't you?" I was like, "No, the Easter Bunny did it. The Easter Bunny doesn't exist." And I was like, "Oh, what are you talking about?" I said the same thing when he asked because the psychedelic furs were. I was like, "Oh." So, clutch my pearls. So, but I convinced him. I was like, "When did I do it? I would be with you at the party all night." And there's a basket sitting here with all kind of little Easter treats for him. So, I didn't get anything. The Easter Bunny just kind of hopped on by me.
So who was it?
He got some peeps, which he told me, "Oh, I don't like peeps." He got some Pez candy. He got some sexy camouflage underwear. Oh. He got a real nice bathing suit for Bear Watch. So, so that's all good.
Very nice.
So the Easter Bunny was very good to him. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday we went and had Easter lunch with you.
Yes, we went to Luby's. Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry.
As Terry likes to
talk. It's kind of weird going to Luby's on an Easter Sunday. So we had Easter lunch at Luby's. Yes.
They were one of the few restaurants in town that actually had ham, so I had to go.
Is that a...
It's a southern thing. I don't know. Easter just... like
Southern Easter would be ham.
Would be ham and deviled eggs. And
They didn't have deviled eggs then.
They had deviled eggs up there, I think. I just didn't get any because I don't like Luby's deviled eggs.
Oh, okay.
So, did that. And that was about it. Then having to deal with sick, poor sick little dog this weekend. And
I see.
Taking him to the vet and dealing with his little issues. So...
Well, last week, actually, it's a Holy Week last week. So, Thursday, Friday, Mike came over since he came over Wednesday night, which is nice. We had a longer weekend. We had 4 days. He stayed here in Houston for a long time. And it's fun. It's fun having Mike longer here in Houston. Longer. So he got to play, he went to bowling with us Friday night. So, that's exciting because he hasn't bowled for a long time. I haven't bowled for a couple of months now. So, yeah, it's nice to see Mike hang around with our friends again last weekend. And the highlight actually of the weekend was Psychedelic Furs. So I may have played the first part of Psychedelic Furs.
For some of the immature younger audience who does not know who the Psychedelic Furs are, would you bring them up?
Okay, I'm talking to you, Knox Bear. You don't know the Psychedelic Furs? Oh my god! They sang "Ghost in You," "Love My Way."
Is that kind of like Maynard in You?
Yeah.
Maynard in You. Just a short of it. Short 30 seconds off.
"Pretty in Pink." So I may play for you guys, "Pretty in Pink." And yeah, we went to, it was actually at the warehouse. Warehouse Live, and it's not so packed. I guess not too many people are into 80s music, so.
Well, most of us can't stay up past 10 o'clock to go listen to 80s music, so.
But what time did it start? It started at 9 and ended around 11.
See, that's bedtime for most of us these days that listen to 80s music, so.
But it's a Saturday night. You're supposed to be partying on Saturday nights.
I was.
See, you were. You I were was. In a party. Oh, yeah, you did. Right. You passed out
at the party. I fell asleep. I didn't pass out. I fell asleep at the party. I was like, okay, guys, it's time to go home. I'm too old for this partying.
Yeah. So that was fun. It was fun. I got to record some video of them singing, and I wonder if the guy is gay or is just British. Okay, to UK listeners, sorry, I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah, I've always known him in his the lead singer. I don't know his name, but. Of a Psychedelic Furs, whenever they did the music videos that I've seen back in the 80s. And yeah, he's always been gay that way, so I guess he's the same way now, I guess. He only just looks, of course, he looks older, of course, after probably 25 years, maybe, so. But it was fun. Psychedelic Furs is one of the influential bands for me during the New Wave era, like Echo and the Bunnymen, and probably Duran Duran back then. It was fun. Don't you like Psychedelic Furs? No? You don't like New Wave music? They're okay?
I kind of blocked most of the 80s out.
How could you?
Other than Tina Turner, because it had all those big hair bands, too. So I kind of blocked a lot of that out.
Of course, you had to go Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so that's the weekend updates for us. So let's go on with our topics.
Woohoo! The Rednecks have won in Tennessee!
That's right, in Tennessee. Okay, so Tennessee, don't say gay, bill advances in the state Senate. So
see, we have claimed that word in Tennessee, mm-hmm. and they can't even say it in the schools anymore. Yep. We rock. That is the gay agenda.
Yeah. Okay. A bill that would prohibit teachers from discussing homosexuality in the classroom before the ninth grade has advanced in Tennessee's Senate. So, sponsored by the state Senate, Stacey Campfield.
Republican.
Who unsuccessfully pushed the same measure for 6 years while serving in the House, the so-called Don't Say Gay bill would make it illegal for educators to discuss any sexual behavior apart from heterosexuality with students in kindergarten up through the eighth grade.
Well, what are you talking about? Sex with kids up into the... Well, here in Houston, I understand why, because they're all a bunch of hoes, but in Tennessee, why would you be talking about anybody, the kids up until the eighth grade, really? I guess when I was in sixth and seventh grade is when the sex ed classes started.
Yeah, well, maybe they didn't say... Well, I think they just don't want to say gay or homosexual. Maybe they would say...
They just don't want to promote the homosexual agenda. That's what mm-hmm. it is.
Well, there are lots of kids who are...
Gay.
At such a young age.
And yeah. Another gay at such a young age, so...
And they don't want to discuss it at an early age. I think the earlier, the better... For them, don't you think?
I think so. Well, I don't know. It's all that whole religious thing, don't ask, don't tell, don't.
Yeah, you know what?
The more ignorant you are, the better off you are in Tennessee, apparently.
If it was clear to me when I was really young, probably before eighth grade or...
What, that you were queer?
Yeah, that I am. No, stop. I guess things would have been better. I don't know. It's hard to tell, but... I would say I would be more open-minded if I did know back then. I don't know. When did you know when you were gay? You always know?
When I dressed up in drag and went to the church revival as a small child.
You really did?
There are pictures.
Oh my God.
They better not ever resurface, but there are pictures.
It must be under this bed here. Hold on.
Oh, no. They're locked away in my mama's vault somewhere. I'm sure if we were all at her house, she would whip them out and show them to everybody. But that better not happen.
Yeah. What did I know? When was I? I guess I was kind of experimenting when I was in the...
Third grade?
No. God, it's too early. Probably sixth grade, seventh grade. Maybe curious back then. I really just realized it when I was about 21 or 22, I think, that I really am gay. So, anyway, so that's history. So, anyway, back to the story. Anyway. So, Don't Gay Say Bill in Tennessee. So, what do you guys think? Is it too late to teach homosexuality or even saying the word in school or discussing anything about homosexuality before the ninth grade? Is it, I don't know. I don't see the point. I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, the kids would be talking about it.
Well, the kids are going to be talking about it. They're going to see it on TV.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about it between themselves. They're going to go online and find out some information if they want to. And then they're going to go make up their own conclusions about what they can do and can't do. Mm-hmm. And then that whole thing about it gets better. It only gets worse in Tennessee because they're not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like being married. There's no communication.
Yeah.
And it's just a bad relationship.
Anyway, so unless they watch RuPaul, maybe can
unless I watch RuPaul Drag Race, and see who was ripped off.
I heard people are really angry.
I was wrong.
RuPaul. Oh my God.
I don't know. I didn't even watch the season finale.
I didn't either. But I just heard
going off what other people saying that apparently it wasn't Juju B. She was before. The chick that won knew RuPaul before the show actually got on the show, and they were acquaintances and all this stuff. So who knows? Just drama.
It's all drama. I don't have logo. I think I had logo before, and then I changed plans or anything.
Well, see, that's the law in Kingwood. They banned it.
They banned it? Yeah. Okay.
Don't say gay in Kingwood or logo, either which one. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay. Let's move on. And
is the iPhone store?
Okay. You guys have iPhones out there. Maybe, lots of you guys. I've seen majority of our listeners and viewers are your iPhone users, actually.
Yeah, and some of them even have those, what do you call them, Androids?
Yeah, Androids. Hey, don't hate on the Android. We have Android listeners, too. We also have BlackBerry. Somebody contact me about BlackBerry. Oh, that's right. Tiny Bear is using BlackBerry, I think. So thank you for listening through BlackBerry, right? Anyway, so iPhone stored actually, it's already an old story because when I posted it yesterday, there's already lawsuits and there are already people inquiring, doing investigation against Apple about, the location being stored. Whatever your phone is, whatever your iPhone is, the location, even if you turn off the location services, it records where you are still. And you have no way to turn it off. So right now, our iPhones know where we have been.
Well, I can understand people about, I don't want people to know where I've been. But Big Brother's been watching for years. And he knows where you are anyhow. But let's flip this on the other side. Say your child, spouse, wife, son, daughter, significant other disappears. How do they usually start tracking these people?
Mm-hmm.
They try to find their cell phone. They can activate it and find them. And whatever ditch they've been thrown in, mutilated, beat up by all those gay haters in Tennessee.
Okay.
Then it helps out, I think. I mean, it's like Microsoft records everything you do. Google records everything you do. There's no privacy anymore, folks.
No, there's none. Well, the real issue actually with Apple is that they didn't tell us. They didn't want. I don't think it's in the EULA even.
So the government's been doing the same shit for years where they do stuff and don't tell us. So why should American capitalism corporations do the same thing?
Well, don't you think there should be?
I mean, they released FinFin and said, "Oh, it might cause you to have a heart attack or destroy your heart valves, but here, take it. You'll be skinny."
Mm-hmm.
And we all, like big old fat cows, we were lined up and took that FinFin.
Or like fat bears. Well, one of the things here, it says here, Apple's iPhone is collecting and storing location information. Even the location services are turned off, according to a test conducted by the Wall Street Journal. The location data appeared to be collected using cell phone towers and Wi-Fi access points near a user's phone and don't appear to be transmitted back to Apple. Although it's not supposed to be transmitted back to Apple or, Big Brother being sent back home or being the phone dialing home just to send the data. And it's just disconcerting for a lot of people that you have a plain text file on your iPhone that records where you are and it's not encrypted. And I don't like the idea. I don't think Android does it. So one of the evil things that Apple is doing right now. So,
although I'm sure you'd be surprised. But I'm sure all these people that are bitching and stuff are the same ones that's on Scruff and all the other hookup apps. Like, oh, he's only 5 feet away from me. Where is he at? Let me go see if I can fuck his dick.
Mm-hmm.
When they got it on. And then they don't want the wives to find out where they're at.
You know, it's funny when you put the dots where the... I would imagine it's GPS locations, I guess. Where the dots are. They're all in the bathhouses or something. There's exactly. Big dots in the bathhouses.
See, all the supposedly straight men at the bathhouse, and your wife start pinging your iPhone and find out that where's mm-hmm. my husband at the bathhouse app, and
mm-hmm.
There you go.
So use your iPhone against your husband.
But that's the whole thing. Pretty much any car in the last 2 years has GPS built in and on it.
Yeah.
Or has a tracker built in on it, so you can kind of, I mean, especially if it's a GM product, because they pretty much put OnStar and everything. So the cops can call them, cut the car off, track you, tell you where you're at.
You know, tell if you need to get gas, if you, that fart you just let loose smelled too rough for the car or whatever. So,
that there's not much more privacy, people.
No, not at all.
I mean, once it like it's like you, once you release a picture out on the internet, it's out there. It ain't no getting it back.
Or if you post some videos.
Videos, there ain't no getting it back. I mean, it's out there. It's just, it's out there for the world to see, and it is net will never go away.
Especially if they're X2 videos. Yeah.
But, I mean, look at all... I mean, we have friends that...
On X2?
Well, on X2, but that did photo shoots, and 10 years later, those, those photos still float through some of my photo apps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, hey, guys. Hey, y'all.
Especially Tumblr. Right now, you know what? Just a few weeks ago, I just discovered that Tumblr is really a big bear. There's a big bear contingent of people posting
cockshots
and everything, and everything bear. And it's amazing that there's a big community out there on Tumblr. Gosh, so because before it used to be LiveJournal, and then now Facebook, and of course Bear Book and Scruff and everything. But now this Tumblr, there people are just posting pictures. Yeah.
So, how do they get away with posting pics of their dick on Tumblr if it's an iPhone app?
They can. I think they can just. I think there's a Tumblr app. Either that, or they just email it, or text message it, or MMS it to their.
Because my iPhone has it all. Thing. Everything has to be clean. No nude pics.
Well, if it's an iPhone app, yes. But Tumblr. Tumblr is a. It's a website. It's actually just. It's a blog. Oh, okay. It's practically a blog.
So it's not an iPhone app. I can go download and see bear dick all day long.
No, you can't. But you can use Safari.
Chaser
dick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but there may be some Chaser Tumblr accounts that you might want to see. Okay, so yeah, that's what we have. Do we have a feature for today?
We, I'm beclamped. You think after all that tea I had, I wouldn't.
Yeah, we just came from a spaghetti western. So, happy birthday, Chuck. Happy birthday, Chuck.
Chuck, you're older than me now. At least for another month. So.
Yeah, so it's Chuck's birthday, and shout out to George also. We got to meet them there at the Spaghetti
George,
Western.
George did a fabulous job. You know, I think the other week we were talking about Into the Woods. George did the witch's costume design for Into the Woods.
Oh.
It was all sequin and glittery. It was just fabulous. Fabulous.
Good job, George.
Good job. So, yeah.
Okay.
And we got some real comments about Into the Woods.
Yeah, we have a comment about that in a bit.
Okay. We're thinking we're going to do a Wolf or the Bear, which actually, all right, Bears, I'm going to say this to y'all now. Somebody said to me, why are you always doing chasers and muscle bears? Because they're the ones, when I ask them if they want to be on the show, they reply back and say, yeah, you can use my profile on the show. So if you want to be on the show, profile is Wolf Water Bear, hit me up on Scruff or Grinder or Growler or Jack and say, hey, I want my profile to be on the show. And yeah, I'll put you on the show. But you got to have your profile filled out. There's got to be something for me to read. So
you're saying you're contacting all these bears, but they're not responding. And
yeah,
the ones who are responding are the muscle cubs.
The muscle cubs and the chasers are all like, yeah, you can put me on. I mean, I've had a couple chasers that said no. There was one very, very hot one in the Middle East that was just like, OMG hot. And he was like, no, I'm not into being that out. And I'm like, you're half naked on.
You're half naked and scrolling.
On an app that I got on my iPhone, but you don't want anybody to know who you are because you don't show the face.
There's no face.
Yeah,
oh, so. Okay.
So that's another thing. And I'll hit bears up that I think are attractive, and they'll be like, oh no, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, okay, so your choice. So, but if you want to do it,
I'm going to scout around Growler. I'm going to do my best and get some people to Growler. It's easier. Okay, who do we have?
This week's Wolfwater is actually a Wolfwater chaser. He's from Aboot, Edmonton, Canada.
Aboot. Aboot.
Aboot.
Aboot.
His name's Terry, and he's exactly 1,868 miles away, which is a $600-something round trip
according
ticket,
to his GPS location.
Sixth GPS location, as I stalk him online on my iPhone. It's also a $600-something plane trip from Edmonton to Houston and back, so I can't fly him here. So,
mm-hmm.
But Terry is 21 years old. He's white. He's 6'2" and weighs 159 pounds.
He's skinny.
Yeah,
pretty tall.
He's tall. Yeah, he's tall. Tall, but nice. I'll show you the pics in a minute. We can't show on the website.
Okay.
What does Terry do? He manages a video game store. Oh my God, what a bear's dream! And works at a liquor store. Does it get any better, folks?
Liquor store.
He manages a video game store, and works part-time at the liquor store. I'll repeat, does it get any better?
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of a picture thing that used to hang on the wall at my grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, all I wanted to meet is a woman that's deaf, rich, and owns a liquor store, and I'll be happy. Deaf, rich, and mute. That's what it was. So I guess this is, you know, bears are in video game store and works at a liquor store. So, and he notes on here, it's actually a great combo of discounts, LOL. So,
mm-hmm.
Activities and interest. Actually, I'm quite the nerd. I love to play video games, watch sci-fi shows, anime too. I love computer stuff and learning cool new things in that realm. He's also into gadgets, because we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and he just loves gadgets. So, worse than we do, I think. So.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I'm definitely interested in photography. My goal is to get a cool camera and give it a try someday. Your iPhone's camera. Which is where I got all these great pics from, by the way. On the flip side, I love to go out and party with my friends. Always a good time. Still just spending time with friends, going to a horror flick, or something just as awesome too. I'm always open to doing new things, and there is much more I do and like than I have put. So ask me if you want to know more. Ask me if you want to know more.
It's not ax, is it? Ask.
Ask me.
Okay.
So, okay, no. What am I looking for? Honestly, just looking for whatever comes my way. I'm no prude, and let's face it, guys, sometimes we get horny, and really, who are we hurting by having a little fun here and there?
True.
I'm very open-minded to a lot of stuff, and I'm very much into learning more of the kinkier side of stuff.
Ooh, kinky.
We only live once. Note, reference back to that $650 plane ticket. Past all the sexual stuff, I love making new friends, even if you're across the world from me or 1,868 miles away.
GPS location.
Yeah. Maybe someday I can run into the exclusive Mr. Wright. I'm not searching too hard right now, but who knows? LOL. And if it helps, I do like me some scruffy guys, hence why I'm on this app. And he's on Scruff.
So. He's on Scruff.
I think bigger guys can be hot. Same with hairy guys. Muscular guys are always welcome, too. Normally, I go for my guys my age or older, just someone who I can relate with. So, and he lives in Edmonton, Alberta.
Alberta, Canada. Wow.
So
we have Canadians listeners.
Okay. Yeah. So he's about Canada.
He's about, okay.
And he has some great pics that I'll show later that he'll have to crop to put on the show for us. But
okay.
Hey, Terry. Great getting to know you the last couple weeks, months. Actually, it's been a couple months now, I think. So,
oh.
So anyway, that's our Wolfwater, Water Chaser. And there's, it's Wolfwater Buddy.
What's up, buddy? Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
You okay?
What's up with the buddy? Come on, lay down. Lay down. Lay the sick little doggy butt down, yes.
There you go.
Lay down. So.
Anyway, okay, so what else do we have?
Comments.
Okay, let's do some comments. This is some listener comments. Let me see. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're on the right week.
I'm on the right week, okay. Oh, this is for you, Ray. This is from Tiny Bear.
Hey, Tiny, how Tiny. You doing?
For Into the Woods, it is recommended the first act is for children.
I can agree with that.
The second act is for adults.
I can agree with that, because it's all about hoes and prostitution. No.
Bernadette Peters.
And having babies out of wedlock.
Was the
They're going to ban that in Tennessee next.
Oh, probably. Bernadette Peters was the witch in the original production and is regarded as the best witch for any version of the production. You can order or watch it on Netflix.
Ooh, I'll have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got
to
watch that.
I'll have to go check it. I didn't realize there was a movie version of it.
Brian Bear and I are going to Wicked when it comes to Pittsburgh.
Yay!
Wicked. I've seen it once. Yeah, only once.
Only once?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
you just don't know how to defy gravity then.
Yeah. Defy gravity. Okay.
Or know about being popular.
Being popular. Oh, I have that audio. I need to look for something. I thought. Anyway, next time. Anyway, is a question for me. Nard, are you on Bear 411?
No. I'm not. You know why? Check out episode 60.
Okay.
You can jump around. There's like maybe 30, 40 more episodes of that same comment and what's going on there.
There is one with Nakia, actually, I remember.
Because I was banned. Well, I...
That's how I met Ray.
That's right.
That's how I met you.
I think that's when we first started talking, when you were talking about that. And I said, I don't think that's right. So I deleted my profile. And I think it was last year that I tried to get one back. and I was denied. Wasn't I, buddy? Denied.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But anyway, okay. So, no. So, Tiny Bear, I'm not on Bear Pro 101. I am on Bear WWW. I am BR Chase there.
He's on Growler.
I'm in Growler. I'm on Scruff. And what else? I used to be in Bear City, but Bear City has not been online for a long time.
No.
Yeah. And I'm on Bear Book also.
Bear Book.
Yeah. So you can hook me up on that one.
Pretty much any Bear site, hookup site.
Well, that's where you are.
Well, yeah. Come on. Because I'm looking for models.
Right. I'm looking for models. That's why I'm on these sites.
Hey, that's how I found the boy.
Oh, on one of his sites.
So.
Is he one of your models?
No.
No, he's not. Not yet. No, he's not yet.
No.
Okay, you won't. Okay, so he says here, great show. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good woofy work. Yeah. So thank you, Tiny. All right. Next comment here is from Robert from Atlanta. Okay, I found your email last, Robert. We started to talk about it last week, but we couldn't. Okay, I want to say I was screaming laughing watching Nard getting electrified.
And you know, everybody's screaming, where's the rest of that video? Why hasn't it been posted?
It's that because that video was pretty much it.
Okay? No, 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 no.
You want me to post the whole thing?
No, oh the whole God. Thing should be posted of him squealing like a little pig.
Let me think about it, okay? I'm going to be busy this week. I have to put this together and stuff like that. So anyway, he says here, I actually had to leave my desk. My face still hurts from laughing. Okay. So, yeah, I got some comments
about that.
Wait till
you see the full video. You'll probably have a heart attack.
Yeah, I know. On the topic of anniversaries, my partner and I celebrate our anniversary on the day we went on our first date. So, I guess that's... I think the first date stuff is really anniversary for lots of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like I said before... My anniversary with Mike is when I actually met him, because to me that's the start of everything.
Yep, exactly.
That's how I am.
So that's why I got a 6 month anniversary coming up next week.
Is that when you met him? I mean, 6 months ago would be. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Okay. I also wanted to comment on an old topic about weight loss.
That's not weight an old loss. Topic. That's weight the topic we talk about all the time. We rehash that baby all the time.
Okay. My partner is actually in the process of losing weight. I am fully supportive of him.
Good for him.
That's good. He is 6'4".
As long as you're doing it healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat healthily too. He is 6'4" and currently 235 pounds.
Yeah, he's smaller than me.
Is he really? Are you 6'4"?
No, I'm 5'11" and 270.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So I guess he's smaller than me. Okay, he wants to get down to 210. Okay. I love him.
He's going to be a beanpole.
He's a what?
Beanpole.
Is he really? Okay, I love him regardless of his size. I'm more concerned about him being healthy.
That's right.
And that's all I have to say for now. And have a good one. Many wolves and many hugs. Robert. So thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Okay, that's something that I should mention also. My partner, I don't know my partner's weight. Dragging the camera. I don't know my partner's weight. He doesn't want to tell me, and I don't want to find out myself. But all I know is that he would lose this amount of pounds, and I would notice it if I reach around him. But you know, you have a good point there, Robert. That regardless of his weight, whether I don't right now my partner, I don't care if he becomes a twink, a very hairy twink. I won't even care because you know I love him, and you know it's. It's, yeah, so if he's your partner, then, yeah, however what his size is. Well, how would you feel if he becomes a chub? If your boyfriend becomes a big, chubby, you know, chubby panda cub?
I don't know. No, I would love him either way.
Aww. So. See, that's sweet. Okay. Here's our last comment. Actually, it's from Twitter. It's from Dre from Twittering. California.
I'm Twittering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was saying, I was wondering, Nard, how is your iPad? Your likes and dislikes. On Bear Podcast, you never talked about it. Okay. Yeah, so I did talk about it, but I didn't give much of a review. I got this on the day it came out. I got it from Best Buy. And since then, it's kind of a it's kind of a life changer. You get to do your stuff here. Like I said, you always consume stuff on it, like videos or surf the web or magazines. There are so many nice iPad apps that you can download. Some of them are free. Some of them are for pay, but for about $1 or $2 maybe. But it's really great. I really enjoy it. And it's kind of a life changer because you get to spend more time a bit just watching videos. Well,
on XTube, no less.
No, you can't watch XTube on this one, no.
Why?
I don't think you can, no. You can look at pictures, though.
Why? If you go to www.xtube.com, why not?
No, because it runs Flash.
Does it?
Yeah. You cannot watch...
Damn Steve Jobs.
Yeah. So you cannot run Flash still, but it doesn't matter. I mean, there are ways around it. You can just download the video and convert it to iPad, so then you're good to go. How did I know that? Anyway, so the iPad is really great. You said likes or dislikes. I can't really find any dislike right now. Maybe the size is way too big. Well, it's big enough. I mean,
the only gay man that says it's too big.
That's right. I'm not much of a size queen. But I like it thick. See? It's not thick. It's very thin, actually. It's very nice, very lightweight.
Anytime you don't like it, you can give it to me. Because I don't have an iPad. I can't afford one.
Oh, okay. So, iPad 2. Highly recommendable if you want to get it. You have a 2-week wait, I guess. You have to...
I think Patrick's ordered his, and it's been 3 weeks, and he still ain't got it.
Oh, really? Okay. Pretty sad. It's really hard. I had to line up at Best Buy to get this, and what I got is really a 64 gigabyte Wi-Fi only.
Wi-Fi, yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. I think everybody's waiting on the 3G to 4G ones, and they're like...
Oh, it's already out, too. Yeah, I mean,
but I think that's what the big waits are for those.
Oh, really?
Those? I want to say they got the regular ones at the store now. Okay. Maybe I might be wrong. I just looked at them, and I walked by and wanted to slap some kid that was like doing all this crap with it at Best Buy, because every time you go there, some kid messing with it, and you don't get a chance to play with it, so... Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. There's lots of nice apps. Maybe once in a while I would talk about some... I do talk about some apps. Like, a few months ago, remember with Ed, he was showing off his iPad. He was playing Madden, I think. Yeah. NFL, something like that. Right now, the apps that I play around with are more reading apps, like Flipboard or Zite.
No. Zombie Kitchen is all you ever mess around with.
Oh, wait, that's on my iPhone. I play Zombie Cafe all the time.
And I bet you it's on here, too, isn't it?
Okay, it was. I took it out. I took it out because it's way too much. Okay, if you're addicted to Farmville, this is totally different.
Which I'm not, because I grew up Farmville.
Yeah. But I do not invite people to play Zombie Cafe. I just play it by myself. Not like Farmville, where they shove it in your face. That you gotta play Farmville with me. I gotta take care of your yard or your crops. I need to water your plants. So, no, I'm not doing that anymore. So, well, no, I never tried Farmville actually, but I only play Zombie Cafe. Anyway, so okay. Anything else, Ray? Oh wait. Oh yeah, we talked about Tiny Bears.
We're gonna post a video on the website for everybody to look at. Called Glenn Lee. Oh, okay. Take a look at it and post your comments about it. Yes, I know. Get down. Sit down. Sit. Buddy's been sick, so we're being very tolerant of Buddy today.
Mm-hmm.
His little craziness and wanting attention. So, but anyway, check the video out. Give us your comments. It's one of those things that it's kind of like a train wreck. You just got to sit there and watch it, and then you're like, oh my God, is that really what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So watch it, and we'll post it on the website and give us your feedback on it. Do you think it's funny? Do you think it's being mean to this poor girl, or what? So,
yeah.
But anyway, okay. That's all I got.
Coming up soon, May 20th, May 20, 21, 22, is Bear Watch.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. So.
And folks, the price goes up May 1st, so go register now.
Mm-hmm.
It is $95 right now. If you go use the code Growler, it will give you 10% off right now. Go use that. Get registered. Book your hotel rooms. I think we have about 20 spots left open, because mm-hmm. we're going to get so many people. We have a size limit, so That's about all we can squeeze in. So go register now. Gary, after that little email you sent me on Facebook, we'll see. If I come to Drench Fur next year, you have to come to Bear White.
Oh, that's right. So. Yeah. And special thanks to Growler also for, yes, you know, for helping out for Bear Watch. So. Great. Thank you.
And if you want any more information on Bear Watch, go to www.bearwatch.net.
It's a weekend in Galveston.
It's a weekend in Galveston. On the beach, frolicking with the bears. Mm-hmm. With SPF 80.
You need SPF 80?
Well, you know, we all pasty white, so most of us.
I don't need that much.
Except for the Latino bears. And the, what's the other one? Orso bears, is that right?
Orso bears? Panda bears, no?
Panda bears. What's the black bears called?
Which one?
What are the black bears group? What's the black bear group called?
Oh, the black bears? There's a black bear group?
Yeah.
Or the CBC? Or
That's Chasers.
The Chasers, no, anyway. But anyway,
there's a bunch of different people down there that's registered, and it's always a good time. We'll get our frat theme going on this year, so it's all about toga, which I got to order.
Oh, that's right. I have to buy. I have to make a toga somehow. So. Any toga tips, email us, okay? So. It would be nice to hear from you guys. Okay, this coming weekend, I will be in Austin for a softball tournament, and I hope to see some of my friends, Jeff, Chops, and Alex. Who are probably, I might be playing against Alex's team, so we'll see. So it's going to be a weekend in Austin, so yeah, I'm going to play. Oh, our very first game will be against the Dallas Diesel. It's the Bear group in Dallas. It's the Bear softball group. We're going to get you. It's with the Butch and everybody else.
Butch is on the Butch.
Yeah, we're playing against Butch. Sure. You guys know Butch from Dallas? Yeah.
Oh, everybody in Dallas knows Butch.
Everybody knows Butch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's in that team. We're going to play against them. I think the first one. I hope we win. They're very distracting. You know, it's hard to play against a bear group because they're very distracting.
They keep playing with the cups knowing they're distracting you, so you're not paying, got your eyes on the game. You're supposed to be watching the big white ball, not the cup. In the cup.
Each time you run a base, you keep woofing at them. Woof, woof, yeah. And of course, if you pass home base.
And then, of course, Maynard runs out there and, like, tag, you're out.
Tag, you're out. Oh, I'm sorry, I touched your crotch.
Here's my number.
You give him a card. You give him a card each time you tag him.
Yeah. But you're out.
But you're. Anyway, so yeah, this coming weekend, it's the Texas Shootout. Can't remember, but it's in Austin, so I'll be there for the weekend. And then also, I'll be at Bear Pride Memorial Day weekend. It's the week after Bear Watch.
So, that's right. With IML and all the other good stuff going on in Chicago.
Any of you guys going to Chicago, let me know, okay? So we could probably hang out in IML or somewhere there in Bear Pride in Chicago. Let's go to Chicago again.
Oh, the bathhouse.
Yeah, Steamworks. I've never been.
Yeah, right.
No, I've never been, no.
I think we need to check your iPhone location. Figure that we can prove that wrong or right.
Check my iPhone logs and see. All right. So, what time is it? Oh, gotta go. Thank you, everyone, to for watching and listening.
To our rants and raving.
Rants and raving. So, if you guys enjoy it, email us at show@bearpodcast.com, or you can call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us a comment, and we'll play it on the show. No, really, we will. Call us and leave a comment on the show.
Yeah, just like Patrick in the last episode. He left one last week. We played it.
While we were recording the show, he was calling in on his couch. So.
Yeah. So subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com so you guys can comment there too. Yeah. And also, we're also on Vimeo. These videos are being posted also on Vimeo. It's vimeo.com/bearpodcast. You can go there too. So everything's Bear Podcast. Twitter.com/bearpodcast. Facebook.com/bearpodcast. Go to bearpodcast.com for more details. Okay, Ray. So... we're about to watch The Voice, where Nakia is playing. So after this show, we're gonna watch a little bit of Nakia. He's a bear from Austin who's
performing at The Voice. So I have to watch that person. So thank you guys for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many love and many hugs.
What a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.